Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Join Carol as she shares her knowledge on a topic of interest to everyone, money. On the show, Carol will discuss starting and running a microbusiness, teaching your kids about money, and managing money in a homeschool organization. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Hi, this is Carol Topp. Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Show. This is episode number 9, and we are going to be continuing our 4-part series on how to teach your kids about managing money when you're not doing so great yourself. The first two episodes numbers 7 and 8 in the Dollars and Cents Show, talked about how to teach your preschoolers and your elementary school age kids about managing money. And this episode number 9, we're going to talk about the preteen years. And that's kind of an exciting time because your kids really start to understand money in a lot more tangible way, in a way that is so important for you to teach them right. Now, I talked in the first two episodes of this series about teaching kids about managing money, about your motivation for teaching your kids, and it involves the fact that, you know what, they are watching you all the time, so you want to be a good example of managing money. Now, I'm going to talk to you and give you some resources to have a little more concentrated teaching, but know that they are looking at you and following your example. Now, hopefully you're setting a good one and you're the best teacher around. But if you're not, well, I'm going to give you some help of how you can teach your kids about properly managing money, even if you're not doing so hot yourself. You know, there's a lot of bad examples out there of poor money management, including our own government at sometimes city, state, and definitely the federal level. So we need to teach them good money habits, even and because of all the bad examples that are out there. We want them to avoid excessive consumer debt. There's a lot of excessive debt in all forms, but especially the consumer debt, which is the credit card debt and things like that. Boy, it's so pervasive that it's just seen as natural and expected in our society today, and we really shouldn't have our kids pick up on that attitude because that can get them into a lot of trouble. And ultimately, we don't want what are called boomerang kids, which are kids that you have launched, you have raised, you have sent them out on their own, and they, like a boomerang, come back at you. And the reason you don't want that is not that you don't want your kids to come back and visit, but you don't want them to continually to be financially dependent upon you when they should be financially emancipated. They should be grown-ups. After all, we're trying to raise adults here, not kids that stay dependent upon us forever. And a big part of them being successful as adults is being successful in managing money. And that starts at a pretty young age. Like I told you, I did a whole episode here on the Dollars and Cents podcast about teaching preschoolers and then elementary school kids, and now preteens. And this is a really solid time when you can start teaching them and preparing them a little more concretely for those adult years coming. I really like teaching in a natural style, which means you follow the example set in the Old Testament in the book of Deuteronomy, where God commands the Israelites, and therefore commands us, to teach our kids in a very natural way. The verse says this, the commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts, meaning you need to know them pretty well yourself, these principles and things that you want to teach kids. But impress them upon your children, the verse continues in Deuteronomy. Talk about them, the principles, when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. And of course, today's modern application of that verse would still be teach your kids when you're at home, but when you're driving around, when they're going to sleep. Those are great times to talk to kids about important things in their life. When they get up in the morning, if you do family devotions or teaching time, things like that. So that's what I call the natural style. Just as you go through your day, talk about some of the things that I'm going to talk about here in the program that you need to be teaching your kids about managing money. But you know what? You can also bring in other help. Nothing wrong with that, you know. There are Sunday school lessons. There are, if your kids are in Scouts, American Heritage Girls, or Boy Scouts, I know that they all have money badges. And that's a great opportunity for your kids to have some reinforcement from outside your own teaching. And, of course, homeschool co-ops are a great way to teach money management skills at this preteen level. I've taught money management I call it personal finance. And I've taught mostly at the high school level, although sometimes we would have junior high kids in. At my homeschool co-op when I homeschooled, I taught it probably 3, 4, 5 times. I can't even keep track of how many times I've taught personal finance. So there's some great curriculum out there. And you can find my notes, the show notes for the program at thedollarsandcentsshow.com. Look for episode number 9. And on there, you're going to find the listing of some of the resources I'm going to share with you. Okay? So, let's focus on what you want to teach pre-teenagers. There are a couple things. I've got about 5 things you really want to focus on teaching them, okay? One is teach them to manage money through having an allowance. An allowance is preteen years is a great time to start giving your child a cash allowance. And then separate that cash into different categories, spending, giving, and savings. You can actually maybe should have started that in the elementary ages, but now you can give them more and more responsibility because they're managing, hopefully, a bigger allowance. Now, I want to tell you, though, that allowances don't have to be just cash. They can sometimes be managing money that you allocate to them on paper. Let me show you this by an example. That's probably the best way to explain it. When my kids turn preteen, which I'm talking, 11, 12, even 13 or something like that, I started giving my kids, I have 2 daughters, a clothing budget. Clothing is very important to girls. You might have to choose a different category, but clothing budget, and it was on paper. So what I'd say was at the beginning of the year, girls, this is the amount you get from mom and dad for clothing. Now, I didn't give them the cash in their hand, okay? They were a little too young to handle. It was several $100, $400, $500, something like that. But I said, that's what you're allowed to spend on clothes. And my deal was I will buy shoes, I will buy coats, essential shoes. Girls can go through a lot of money on shoes. So my deal was that I will buy essential shoes and coats, but everything else they had to buy, and they were limited to that clothing allowance. Now, when we went to the store, I physically paid for it, but as soon as we got home, I said, okay, now record what you have spent out of your clothing budget. See, it was a way of putting them on allowance without giving them the additional responsibility of handling the cash. Okay, so it teaches that one principle without giving them too much free rein, right? Now, the next episode I'm going to talk about teenagers, I think you should give them the cash and a little more free rein with your watching over them, of course. But anyway, think about allowances. Think definitely about the cash allowance, but also think about non-cash allowances that they have. And again, clothing is a good one. You might want to do an activities allowance or a food or some other kinds of things like that. Get them practicing managing money now when they're preteens. What else you want to teach your preteenager is about savings and the power of compound interest, which might mean that you want to go at this point and open up a savings account at a bank. Now, they're not going to learn about the power of compound interest at a bank these days, or savings account, because they pay such a pittance. I mean, they're a fraction of a percent. But you could certainly show them when they get a little older and they're truly investing in things that pay a bigger interest or even a dividend rate, show them how savings build upon savings and the power of compound interest. If you're not sure how to do that, just Google the power of compound interest, and there's some great resources out there. Dave Ramsey has a great illustration in some of his curriculum to show the power of savings and the interest earned and the power of compound interest over years. You could do something to encourage them to save, which would be to match their savings. So you'll say to them, hey, I will match 50 cents on the dollar, or I will match a dollar for dollar if you're that generous. That's up to you. And you can certainly change your mind as it goes along if you find that they don't need an incentive to be saved. But you could certainly bump up the interest that they're going to earn by providing them with more interest yourself, because obviously banks are not very good about paying interest right now. But just try to encourage savings in whatever creative way you come up with. Preteens really need to see that and to feel that and to see their savings accounts grow. You want them to get a lot of satisfaction out of a savings account and seeing it grow. So that's why you might do things like match their savings or pay the interest at a higher rate, something like 10%. even though that's not realistic. I know that, but you're trying to encourage a pre-teenager to save money. And the other side of the equation is you also want to teach your preteens what things cost. Like, what does a house cost? And this would be a fun game to play in the natural style, like I mentioned earlier, as you go on your way and you just pass houses and start talking about what houses cost. And, you know, if you don't know, then pull out the real estate section of your newspaper or go online and start looking up houses in different neighborhoods and then play a guessing game and see if the kids can guess what the houses cost and then look it up online and see if they're right or not. Then talk about what it costs to maintain that house. Show them the bills. Show them the property tax bills. Show them your electric bills. Show them these things. They need to understand that houses and things come with additional responsibilities. Talk about what a mortgage payment would be on some of the houses that you drive past. Okay, the same thing with cars. Talk about what cars cost. Talk about what the monthly payment is when you buy a certain kinds of cars. You need to start giving them what I call numeric literacy or financial literacy, if you will. We in America sometimes have what's called numeric illiteracy, meaning we don't understand numbers very well and we don't understand the magnitude of numbers. I mean, when you hear something like the government has a $1 trillion debt, you can't even get your head wrapped around what $1 trillion is. But we're trying to get our preteens to wrap their head around smaller numbers, like what does a house cost, what does a car cost on a monthly basis as well as outright purchase. A little more closer to home, some examples might be, what does it cost to take care of your pet, if you have a pet? What is the vet bill? What does it cost to feed that pet? What is the cost of getting it licensed? Show your pre-teenagers those expenses so they understand that having pets is enjoyable, but it's also a financial responsibility. And then ultimately clothes. That's a good example because they should go shopping with you at this point in the preteen years and start evaluating the cost of different clothing, you know, and you can get clothing from a huge range of prices, right? From extremely cheap to pretty expensive. And my daughters, they started realizing about the preteen years, and your kids might do this too, that if they go to some of the resale stores, we've got one called Plato's Closet hereby, they can get some pretty good stuff for pretty inexpensively. And they like that. They like feeling as though they have found a gold mine, you know, without spending a lot of money. And that's where the clothing allowance really comes in handy and teaches these preteens to be wise about their spending. I think you should also explain sales tax. When they're out purchasing something, and hopefully they have an allowance and they're purchasing a few things, explain sales tax, how that gets added on top of the items that they're purchasing and what happens to that money and what does it go to pay. You know, you're trying to build their awareness of the world around them by saying, well, you know, let's look up what sales tax goes to. And you can find that online at your state government, hopefully, but it goes towards state services. Well, then start asking, well, what does the state do? You know, do they understand that when it snows and a snowplow comes by that someone had to pay for that? Who paid for that? Ask them those kinds of questions when you're driving around. Start talking about money and what things cost. Well, I've got a lot more ideas of what to teach your preteens, but we're going to take a little break right now. And when I come back, we'll finish up what you need to teach your preteenager, and then I've got some resources to share with you.
More than 50% of teenagers were unemployed last summer. Are you a teenager who needs some money but can't find a job? You can earn money by starting a business, and Micro Business for Teens will show you how. You'll learn how to come up with a great idea, test it, and avoid common pitfalls. Discover the secrets to success, put into action what you learn, and before long, you'll be raking in the profits. Check out Micro Business for Teens website for ideas and profiles of teenagers who are running their own micro businesses. Visit microbusinessforteens.com and get started earning money today.
Hi, this is Carol Topp, and we've been talking about what to teach your pre-teenagers about managing money, especially if you're not doing so great yourself. I was talking about, as you're driving around, teaching your preteens what things cost. That's just a great natural way to try to teach them about money, make a game of it. That would be a lot of fun. If you've ever done this or you know, have any ideas of how to be creative about teaching teenagers about what things cost, hey, drop a note to me or a comment. You can do that at the dollarsandcentsshow.com. That's the show page for this episode number 9. or you can certainly find me at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Drop a comment there. Lots of places online. My name is Carol Topp, so you can find me over at homeschoolcpa.com and on Facebook, all over. Go ahead and friend me. And I'm also starting to hang out a little bit more on Google Plus. So if you're over there, circle me. That'll be fun, too. You can also listen to this podcast on iTunes. I sure would appreciate if you put a positive rating over there. That helps everybody know and spread word that, you know, maybe you found some of this helpful and some things you hadn't thought about teaching your kids about managing money. Well, let's talk about one of the things you want to teach your preteens as you're trying to build in them an awareness that money is all around them. They probably haven't been paying too much attention to it, but since you're trying to raise them to be grown-ups, let's talk about what grown-ups earn in their jobs. What do different occupations earn? And you might have to do a little research or ask them to do a little research. But before you go out, you know, do a little research. It's a pretty easy Google search to find out what somebody at the fast food restaurant earns. They might be shocked to learn what their waiter at your favorite restaurant earns. You know, waiters and waitresses earn a very paltry $2 or $3 hourly rate. They make it up on tips. So you might want to talk about that. Get your pre-teenager to start figuring out what the tip is when you eat at a restaurant. There are apps and calculators on smartphones to do that, and have them do it the old-fashioned way. You know, on paper, or there's a mental way to figure out what a tip is. If it's 15%, you know, then you take 10%, which is moving the decimal point, one decimal to the left. That would be 10% of your bill, and then adding half of that on again. Half of 10% being 5%. Anyway, teach them those kind of mental math tricks. That's a great idea. But back to my main point, which is teaching your preteen what do people earn at different jobs. And you can talk generally, although it might be helpful to get some statistics too. What are different occupations that are out there? Start opening up their eyes. Start talking about the individuals, your friends, and what their occupations are. So they start getting a bigger, broader idea of what they might want to do someday. So you're trying to seed them to start thinking about careers. And I know when I was in junior high, my public library had a neat section. They had a room devoted toward teenagers. And in there they had a section of the library which was careers. And I remember sitting there quite a bit of time just looking through the different careers and what people did in their jobs. And at that time in junior high, I wanted to be an architect. And my dad would bring home these magazines of house plans. I loved looking at those. And I thought about studying architecture. And then I thought about some other things. Ended up studying engineering. And now I'm an accountant. So I've had a number of different occupations. But this is a good time to start talking about occupations, what you think they might be qualified for, and then what people earn. By the way, if you're interested, I do have... And I have taught career exploration several times. The old Schoolhouse magazine runs a program called the Schoolhouse Teachers. It's basically some folks like me that have put together curriculum in different areas. So you can go over there, and my career exploration class is offered over there. I probably, and I might start offering it independently. I haven't done that yet. But hey, if you're interested, say, I think I'm might be interested in career exploration for my kids. I do have an article, I'll put it in the show notes, that I wrote called Pursuing Their Dreams, Career Exploration for High Schoolers. That's a good start, but the article's a couple years old now. But anyway, your preteens can certainly start thinking about what people earn and occupations. My final bit of advice on what you need to teach your preteens is they need to learn about managing money by earning their own. They should really start doing chores around the house. Now, this might be in addition to the cash allowance you gave them, but you want them to somehow tie work to money, because that's real life. You can hire them within your family. That's a good way to do it. Say, hey, this is above and beyond your normal chores. I want you to do this, and I'll pay you for it. And negotiate a reasonable rate. Don't overpay them, or they're going to get spoiled thinking that everyone's going to pay them at a great, fantastic rate. Pay them a reasonable rate, or even maybe slightly less than reasonable. Also, you know, if you have family nearby, you know, see if your preteen would be willing to be hired out for your family or neighbors. You know, preteens in my neighborhood are the kind of folks that will take care of dogs when someone's gone out of town, that will mow grass, things like that. Now, if your kid's really motivated, well, then you want to encourage them to start a micro business. And I've got a website for you there. I wrote a book series called Micro Business for Teens, but a lot of preteens are interested in earning some money by running a micro business. And a micro business is a very small business, just the teenager running it, or in our case now, pre-teenager running it, hopefully from their home, doing something just on a small basis so they can learn great important things like money management skills, responsibility, time management, lots of great stuff they can learn while earning some money. The kinds of ideas that kids can come up with ways they earn money by running a micro business, it fills a Pinterest page. So I've got a Pinterest page. Go head over to microbusinessforteens.com, click on the Pinterest icon, and you'll see lots of different ideas of what kids can do. The website is also full of lots of ideas of what teenagers have done. Hey, I also have a television program on starting a micro business that you might find interesting and your preteen might enjoy it. It was produced by a public television station here in Ohio. And if you head over to Micro Business for Teens, you'll see it. It's available on YouTube for you to watch and your teenager or your preteen to watch. It hopefully will encourage them that they can do something to earn money of their own. At these ages and those preteen years, you want them to start a small business. I call it a micro business. They don't have to do it forever. They can do it for a few months, earn some money. That's the best way to learn how to manage money, by earning it yourself. Okay, I've shared quite a few resources for you, but let me give you a little recap. I talked about how you can get other people to help you teach your kids about managing money. And so the Boy Scouts or American Girls, American Heritage Girls, excuse me, I know that they have badges for money management. That's a great place if your kids are involved in those programs. You could also organize a family night, and there's some great curriculum that you can use. Dave Ramsey's got some great stuff. Crown Financial Ministries has some great stuff to do a little more book learning, if you will. Although, like I said, you can be creative and just make games out of things on your family night together. And by the way, there are lots of some online money management games now for teenagers or kids. I'm not super familiar with them. I'm going to list some here. If you've got any experience with them, please drop me a note even in the show notes over at dollarsandcentsshow.com or find me on Facebook. My kids are not preteens anymore. We didn't have these kind of games when they were. But maybe you've played or your kids know about games like Road Trip to Savings or Financial Football. There's one called Peter Pig's Money Counter, Money Metropolis, Financial Soccer, Record Shop Tycoon, Burger Restaurant, all kinds of, a lot of these sounds like they're simulation games, which are a lot of fun. You know, let your preteens play them, but, you know, make sure you follow up with them and say, what are you learning? And then talk about it. Talk about it at the dinner table. Talk about it when you drive in the car. Say, tell me about the game and what you're learning and what you found out, what you like. I will tell you that crown.org, which is the website for Crown Financial Ministries, has a lesson guide specifically for ages 8 to 12 called The Secret of Handling Money God's Way. It's 12 lessons. You can run this as an individual, or you could certainly run it as a class, like with your homeschool co-op, or get a group of people together and to do, you know, maybe 12 weeks, or maybe you can even get it done a little more quickly than that. Or you could do one lesson together as a group and then assign one as homework. Lots of different creative ways. But it's nice that somebody's compiled what are pretty important lessons in a book. Larry Burkett, this is an oldie but a goodie. He is the one who started Christian Financial Concepts, which became Crown Financial Ministries. He wrote a book called Money Matters for Teens, and there's a version that is designed for the preteens, ages 11 through 14, and then another one, same title, Money Matters for Teens, but it's for the older kids, like 15 and up. Now, I've used the 15 and up. I think it's quite good. You could use the younger book for your kids. Crown Financial Ministries is not producing that book anymore, but you can certainly still find it on Amazon and places like that. So, I hope that's been helpful. I hope you've gotten some inspiration of what you should be teaching your preteens. I think it's kind of a fun age, especially as they start to catch the spark and start to understand things. And it, you know how it is. You've got preteens. You don't just say something once. You got to repeat it over and over and over again, right? So don't just say something once. Repeat yourself. As Dave Ramsey says, you know, say it so many times the kids get sick of hearing you. But, you know, teach them the importance of managing their money well by giving them an allowance, by setting them up with a savings account so they see the benefits of savings and see it grow through compound interest. Talk about what things cost and what people earn and what occupations are out there, and then maybe let them start exploring occupations a little bit. Maybe they should think about running a micro business. I think that would be a great opportunity for them to learn a little bit about how to earn money through just plain hard work. And my website, microbusinessforteens.com, can certainly help you do that. So, thanks so much. The next episode of the Dollars and Cents Show, episode number 10, will be teaching your teenagers how to manage money. And boy, that's where the rubber really hits the road, because you're looking at them becoming adults in a very short amount of time. And I've taught teenagers several times, so I've got some wonderful resources and stuff to help you there. Thanks so much. Leave your comments in the show notes, and make sure you give this a thumbs up and pin it and share it with your friends on Facebook and around your social media. I sure appreciate it. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.